Hi, I'm Riley Ormish.
Hey, I'm Brad McDonald.
We are Maritime Paddle. We're going to be the kind of kayak, stand-up paddleboard, and canoe rental shop down by Silver Lake in Sackville. And we're going to be selling our products to the town for the summer and hopefully for years to come.
So the deal is people will be able to rent a number of different like types of equipment. Tell me a bit about, you know, how the rentals will work.
Yeah, so basically you'll be coming in, renting. The baseline will be for the first hour. That will be $20 for the kayaks and the stand-up paddleboards and $30 for the canoe. And so you go out and spend as much time as you possibly want on the lake. And for every hour extra that you're on the lake, obviously we'll let you know if as the hours go by. But for every hour extra, it will be an additional cost. So for the kayaks and the stand-up paddleboards, it's going to be $10 extra. And for the canoe, it's going to be $15 extra for every hour after.
And so what will your hours be like? How often will you be open for business here?
Yeah, so it's a good question. We're thinking of starting officially at either 10 or 12 in the morning until the sun goes down. We've set it as an official 8 p.m., although if the sun's up, then we'll still be operating.
Right, if people are out and about kind of thing.
Exactly.
But if it's driving rain, you might...
Yeah, so one of the things about Silver Lake, as the residents would definitely know, is that it can be pretty windy. The weather can fluctuate quite a bit, and so it's obviously always going to be weather-dependent. We want to make sure that if anybody's renting, they're going to have as fun as possible. And it's never that much fun when it's windy and when it's really rainy, as Sackville can be at times.
What days will you be open? Is it weekends only, or what kind of...
So we're planning on, as of right now, we're going to be operating for basically every single day of the week, except for Tuesdays. We'll leave Tuesdays off. But Saturday, Sunday, we're completely open, as well as throughout the week for the most part.
And that's starting Saturday.
Starting this Saturday. Feel free to come by. Yep.
Hopefully the weather holds out for us, but yes, we'll be still here regardless.
In terms of, you know, when people are coming to rent, is experience required? Or will there be like ways to learn, like to paddleboard, or you know, that kind of thing? Like how much should people know before they come rent one of these pieces of equipment?
Yeah, so we're going to be operating at any skill level. So you could have never gone into a kayak or a stand-up paddleboard or anything like that before, or just be as advanced as possible. One of the nice things about operating on Silver Lake, it being a freshwater body, is that you don't have like the tides. It's not like as scary as it would be if you were to be on the ocean. And so that's a nice draw for any kind of newcomers that are looking to get into paddling and trying it out, but don't really want to try their weight on the ocean. So we're going to be offering to all skill levels. If you are an entry level, have never done it before, we will be giving you kind of an intro. How do we paddle? What do you do? What are the kind of go-tos? And we'll also be limiting you for the first hour, just kind of within the bay itself, so that we can keep an eye and make sure that everything's okay. In addition to renting the kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, and canoes, we're also going to be renting out like different kinds of fun games that you can play around Silver Lake. One of the things that we noticed upon coming here over the summers and stuff like that is there's always tons of just kids and people around enjoying the beautiful weather that Sackville has to offer. And so we wanted to kind of capitalize on that. So we'll be selling kind of food and drinks, snacks and stuff like that, as well as renting out things like spike ball to anybody who's interested and stuff like that.
What is spike ball?
See, I had never heard of it or seen it before until my first or second year at university. But it's basically, if I was to describe it, like kind of like Foursquare with like a volleyball in a way. It's an odd, hard thing to explain, but once you see it, you figure it out. It's a good, awesome, fun game.
It's incredibly addictive. It's a lot of fun to play, and so I know that we have a lot of friends of ours in university that absolutely adore the game. Mm-hmm. So we got a couple of sets, and so are going to be renting them out.
And so you're saying that there'll also be concessions here. You're going to do drinks and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So that will be also a new addition to Lila's Fawcett Park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, are you guys from Sackville? Tell me a bit about yourselves.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Ottawa. actually. And I came to Sackville to go to Mount A for my undergrad and kind of fell in love with the town. I spent my summers here the past two summers and have kind of fallen in love with it. And so that was when we kind of were approached to go and start this business. And immediately it was just a no-brainer to, if there was any way I could stay in Sackville for longer, absolutely.
And so I'm from Nova Scotia, the Valley, one more specifically. I live right next to Acadia University, and I came here for Mount Allison and haven't regretted that decision since.
That's interesting. I often think about Wolfville as like the twin, like Sackville's sort of twin town in Nova Scotia. Do you find similarities?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the things that I felt very comfortable coming into Sackville. I found there are a lot of similarities where you have that one strip where with all everything along each side. And I'm from a small town, so I felt very comfortable here.
Can you what did you guys study at university? Like, is like this entrepreneurship small business thing part of your wheelhouse, or is it totally an aside from what did you study?
So I was just a commerce student, so I guess this would be in my wheelhouse for sure. I never thought about starting up my own business, but it's been a fun and engaging adventure for me. So, yeah, maybe something in the future. Who knows?
I graduated with a biology degree, so kind of out of my repertoire. But upon hearing that there was a potential for a paddle startup, that's like a major pastime of mine, so I immediately had to jump on it. I love canoeing, I love kayaking, so figured I could expand my wheelhouse, I suppose.
And did you hear about this through Mount A?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was actually through the Office of Experiential Learning that Mount A offers. It's a pretty new program, and so there were some contacts that Mount A had with the town, and so we were able to kind of learn more about it from there.
Shout out Jessica.
Yes.
Shout out Jessica Hughes for giving us this opportunity.
Okay, folks. Anything you wanted to add?
Hope to see everybody out at Silver Lake Lilas Fawcett Park this Saturday for our grand opening starting at 2 p.m.